Well, I have to say that the members of Donegal County Council, who were given a mandate in the local elections to represent the people of Donegal, that we should debate the issue whether to support the abolishment of water rates or support the government. And my view is that if the meeting is granted, I'd be putting a motion down calling on the members to support the abolishment of water rates on residential homes in Donegal.
Sligo Council passed a motion last week calling for the abolishment of water charges. Would you expect Donegal County Council to do the same?
Well, I mean, I would expect the members to support the public, because the anger that's out there was evident in the marches, and in particular in my own home area. There was 1,000 people in Lifford, and then I was at the march in Letterkenny, where I estimate there could have been anything between 10 and 15,000 people. And I believe that there were 4,000 people at the march in Ballyshannon. So the public anger is there, and people have had enough. People can't pay anymore. And one of the reasons that I'm taking this stance is I believe that this government is intent on privatising Irish water and selling it to the highest bidder.
If a motion calling on water charges to be abolished was passed, what would it actually change? It wouldn't change the government's mind. You would need every county council in the country to do this.
Well, I mean, the issue here is we were promised that we would have more powers at local government level, and I haven't seen that as yet. And I mean, we were given a clear mandate to represent the people of Donegal locally. And the issue here is that our mandate has not been honoured by this current government. We represent the people of this county at local level, and we are the front line of public representation for the people of Donegal.